It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle coming back to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Looking now a little closer at, I don't know, one of the biggest issues or problems or however you want to put it in college football today, really college athletics in general, is just the idea of transfers. And, you know, we've framed this in the context of, you know, Penn State managing its scholarship count, for example, and the number of variables for James Franklin to try to control that scholarship count in a wildly unpredictable world. This proposal comes out late last week, the one-time transfer without penalty, looking at more for basketball and football. I, for one, think that this is an okay thing. You know, this is where things are going. But what are your thoughts to see this maybe getting into motion that you can start to – you can start to establish some guidelines with this entire process?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough, I think, because when, you know, I do understand the side that coaches like James Franklin have, which is, how are we supposed to be able to manage our roster, manage our 85-man scholarship limit, manage all this stuff that, you know, we need to manage, and then also realize that not only the transfer portal has made that a major challenge, but now guys won't even have to weigh the potential fact of sitting out a year if they're not a graduate, because they'll get to play right away wherever they go anyway. There's also the smaller coaches or college coaches who think that, well, my team's just going to become a farm system for the bigger schools. And so I'll be curious to see what the final proposal looks like. And I have a weird feeling that it's not done being changed or manipulated yet in terms of what this thing will actually look like. And I think conferences are going to have to come to the table too and say, okay, do we want it to be all right that, you know, X player from Penn State wants to transfer? Can he transfer to Michigan and play that next year against Penn State? You know, how will that work out? I just have a strange feeling that the conferences and the schools will find a way to manipulate this. The bigger schools obviously will be the ones that benefit most by it. But yeah, it's going this way. It probably should have always been this way. And, you know, I guess it just gets into a gray area now of you know, these schools trying to manage their scholarship number and not really, you know, they're going to have a hard time doing that.
So there, I mean, there are things, every time you take a potential step toward a solution, there are other potential problems that can come into play. And the idea of blocking a kid or not blocking a kid from going to schools A, B, and C, that's the public sentiment towards that is that, you know, let him go. You know,
right.
Coaches get crushed if they try to prevent a kid from transferring someplace else. Now, freeing up that penalty for that 1 year penalty for all those kids, that brings that issue back into light to a certain extent. How about this? How about establishing some kind of deadline for a kid to, like, January 15th?
Yeah.
Some kind of deadline that allows coaches to then make use of the second national signing day to get the numbers that they lost or to find another quarterback or whatever. It allows some kind of time to at least get a body back in there in the confines of the current calendar.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that they're definitely going to have to discuss. I guess the tough part is just simply that, you know, when you get into this weird thing of, all right, we're going to give these guys some more freedom, but now we're going to restrict how they can use or when they can use that freedom. And, okay, you say January 15th. Well, when Mark D'Antonio retires and then Mel Tucker leaves Colorado and all that takes place after that deadline, do you have to build in something that – and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but do you have to build in something that says, okay, we know this deadline passed, but your head coach just left, so we'll allow the rules to be relaxed for just those two affected schools. I think that's where you get into the weeds a little bit, is the deadline would seemingly give some power back to the coaches, but part of the reason we're at this point is because they already have most of the power and, you know, used to be able to block you or not, you know, sign your transfer papers. Now they have nothing to do with that, but they still can leave at the drop of a hat, and they don't have to sit out a year if they're not, you know, this, that, or the other thing. There's no stipulation on them. So I guess it just gets back to the whole idea of, you know, you better have a good feel and a good sense for your roster, and you better, if the, you know, if this rule gets passed, even if it doesn't, I mean, it almost makes the strength coaches more important, the ones that spend so much time around these guys, because they better have a good indication of, okay, this guy might be unhappy and he might decide not to come back and play for us next year. Or conversely, you might think this guy's going to leave for the transfer portal or leave for the NFL draft, and he may not be feeling that way. And if you don't have a good sense of it and a good feeling for it, you know, you're going to have a really hard time keeping your numbers in check.
So, all right. So my January 15th thing, I think the sentiment is good, but but there's so much stuff that can happen, to your point, in the spring. So how do – like what measures can be taken for coaches to have a little better idea of – you know, is it the expanding the scholarship limit? You know, there really might not be a better substitute than you as a coach – having your ear to the ground and knowing exactly what's going on with your team. I don't know that there's any kind of measure or requirement or this or that that can be any substitute for that. And I think James Franklin, for the most part, has been pretty good with that.
Yeah,
I think he's like a lot of the stuff that even well before it becomes public. I think he seems to have an idea that it's going to happen.
Right. And I mean, you almost have to at this point, right? Because again, if you are even off a little bit, you're going to wind up with too many scholarship players. And now look, let's be honest. I mean, most years, more often than not, you're going to have somebody that decides to, you know, back away from playing the game, or there's going to be some kind of health thing that pops up that makes a guy maybe go on a medical waiver or something, or guys are going to join the transfer portal later than expected, but still as expected. I think you can probably put Ricky Slade into that box. So, you know, it won't, I don't think it'll be a situation every year where they're fighting and scrapping and clawing to get under 85. But I think there are years like this one, for example, where maybe you thought at one point Pat Freiermuth was going to go to the NFL, or maybe you saw Michael Mennett going to the pros instead of coming back. Maybe you thought one or two guys, maybe at defensive end, would transfer because there's younger guys that have jumped over them for more playing time, you know, and they haven't had that happen yet. Now, that's not to say it won't happen after spring practice, because I think, you know, again, as this goes on year over year, we're going to find more and more that, again, the calendar is going to change pretty wildly. But eventually, maybe those guys say, no, I want to stay here and try and fight for a job. And you don't, that's fine. You want that as a coach and as a program. You like that stability. However, there's also no question that it will make it challenging to, you know, again, recruit to the number that you want to and always be in the right place with that 25 or 85 man limit if you have guys in flux and they aren't deciding things till after spring practice.
Speaking of spring practice, the blue-white game coming soon. GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. RVs for the weekend starting at just $500. Remember, a bunch of friends and family members can come along for that. Even better, whatever you spend on the spring game can be used as a credit for any game in the fall. You know, if you're planning on checking it out for the fall too, makes the spring game basically you know, free.
Right.
So you spend the weekend in a luxury RV, you enjoy 409 Tailgate Club barbecue, free bus ride to and from the stadium. Go to gopsurv.com or you can call Mark directly at 1-800-519-8467 for all the details on this awesome deal. On the transfer front, Greg, you see this sentiment, kids are different these days and kids are babies or they don't want to go through adversity and blah, 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 blah. Where do you stand on that? Is this an admission that this generation of kids is borderline unmanageable, or is it, and this is my position, frankly, is it just a long time coming that kids have some kind of parachute if they get into a situation that either changes because of the head coach leaving, you arrive in on a campus and it wasn't what you thought it was going to be, or socially it's tough on you, or what? There's all kinds of reasons that you end up picking the wrong school. And by the way, you're 16, 17 years old and you're making a 4 to 5 year commitment that can change at any time, especially when your coach can do whatever he wants.
Right. And you can lose your position coach, who was the one that was maybe fighting for you in that meeting room, or the one that was saying, hey, look, I got your back. I'm going to make sure you get snaps on Saturday, or, of course, Thursday, Friday, whenever they decide to play the game in 2020. But, you know, that guy leaves and all of a sudden you're back at square one and you don't know really what's next. So, the whole thing, it's a little bit of a eye rolling, I guess would be the word I would use. But, you know, when someone like James Franklin sits up there fresh off a contract worth $7 million for a year or whatever it is, and, you know, he bemoans that, college football used to be about overcoming adversity and not taking the easy way out. And he said something to the effect of, like, you know, now we're like everybody else with this talk about changing transfers and things like that. And it's like, well, maybe,
why is that a bad thing?
Yeah, maybe you should be like everybody else. Maybe this was a long time coming. You know, maybe there were a lot of guys who should have had the chance to move into a new role or a school and didn't. And it doesn't make any sense for them to not have that opportunity. I do get that there's probably a lot of people out there disagreeing with that thought, though, and think that, you know, once you commit to a school, you should honor that commitment. And, you know, I guess the other thing I would say is coaches probably only have themselves to blame for all this, because they've manipulated the grad transfer rule so badly that, you know, that it's become almost, it's supposed to be, okay, well, this guy's going to go get his education and he's going to go there to the school.
If he wants to play.
Right.
And now it's, I'm going to go play. And
right.
I'll pick whatever major I need to.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that rule, as far as I know, it still does say that, you know, you're supposed to go to a school only because it has a major that your current school doesn't offer, which I don't know if that works out like that anymore. But you know what? Coaches have, again,
I can see coaches going to the admissions and be like, we got to have more majors available.
Right.
Let's come up with some weird ones.
Do you see what Ohio State and Michigan has? We need to make sure we have ones they don't have. That's what we need. Yeah. But anyway, you know, so the coaches only have themselves to blame as far as I'm concerned. I think that they have played the game the way it needed to be played for their benefit for so long. And now the tide's turning a little bit to being able to give all kids that one opportunity to transfer, not just to grad transfer without sitting out. And, you know, so be it. So I'm okay with it. I'm on board with it. I get that it'll make keeping rosters and maintaining them challenging, but again, these guys are making a whole heck of a lot of money to do some math. So
I'm sorry, but I'm sincerely sorry about your luck on that one. But it's just kind of where we are these days. I think there's going to be kids who should have stuck it out, but they left too soon. That's going to happen. There are going to be kids who abuse this, and there are going to be kids who, you know, they're going to be bad examples everywhere. But there's also going to be some good examples, I think. Kids who, you know, really were buried, didn't have a chance, go somewhere else, and they finish their career on a high note. I think it's a good thing. It's long overdue for some of these athletes to have some more freedoms. The freedoms that they're well-compensated adults in their lives, they get that they haven't. For now, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Ask Greg in just a moment.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Ross Tucker from the Keystone Sports Network reminding you that the blue-white game is coming soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV, enjoy 409 Tailgate Club barbecue, and a free bus ride to the stadium. I had the chance to enjoy the ultimate tailgating experience, and now you can too. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark 1-800-519-8467 for all the details.